While the middle-aged country music industry treats Taylor like an elder stateswoman, the teenage-driven pop market screams its appreciation for her as one of its own. Serious music magazines treat her with reverence, while celebrity gossip rags obsess over her love life. And who else but Taylor could carry the banjo into the pop world with such effortless grace and hipness? She is the princess of paradox. While some artists feel constrained by the boundaries of music and image, she flutters lightly over them. As well as dipping her feet in the waters of pop, she has written bold arena rock tunes and even experimented with dubstep. This bewitching young lady of contrasts can, within one album, softly whisper lyrics which offer sweet, touching perspectives on love and romance, then spit out furious choruses of vengeance, defiance, and denunciation. She is a conventionally attractive blonde who nonetheless plays the part of the perennial gawky outsider. In an era of X-rated stage productions from the likes of Rihanna and Lady Gaga, Taylor stands tall as a clean-cut, wholesome American, a demure diva of apple pie sweetness. Just weeks after her friend Miley Cyrus created a global storm by twerking at an awards ceremony, the elegantly turned-out Taylor was grabbing the headlines her own way by sharing a microphone with Prince William and Jon Bon Jovi at a posh charity event in Kensington Gardens. And so, a year that began with her kissing One Direction heartthrob Harry Styles in Manhattan ended with her high-fiving the man in line to be the future King of England. Meanwhile, the front cover of the influential New Yorker magazine named her the biggest pop star in the world. The respected, and rather serious, music monthly Rolling Stone was also joining in the cacophony of praise for Taylor. Focusing on her performances during the Red Tour, it gushed, "Seeing Taylor Swift live in 2013 is seeing a maestro at the top of her or anyone's game." On the surface, Taylor played it cool and acted as if all these experiences were just a normal part of life. Inside, though, she could scarcely believe how thrilling her existence had become. It is all so far from the world in which she grew up. Chapter 1. How different it could all have been. Taylor Swift was never meant to be a singer-songwriter. She was supposed to become a stockbroker. Her parents even chose her Christian name with a business path in mind. Her mother, Andrea, selected a gender-neutral name for her baby girl so that when she grew up and applied for jobs in the male-dominated finance industry, no one would know if she were male or female. It was a plan that came from a loving place, but it was not one that would ever be realized. Instead, millions and millions of fans across the world would know exactly which gender Andrea's firstborn was without ever meeting her. In Taylor's track, The Best Day, which touchingly evokes a childhood full of wonder, she sings of her excellent father, whose strength is making me stronger. That excellent father is Scott Kingsley Swift, who studied business at the University of Delaware. He lived in the Brown Residence Hall. There, he made lots of friends, one of whom, Michael DiMuzio, would later cross paths with Taylor professionally. Scott graduated with a first-class degree and set about building his career in similarly impressive style. Perhaps a knack for business is in the blood. His father and grandfather also worked in finance. Scott set up his own investment banking firm called the Swift Group, which offered clear, well-informed financial advice under the Merrill Lynch umbrella. He had joined the world-renowned firm in the 1980s and rose quickly, eventually becoming the first vice president. He often traveled with his work, and it was on one such trip, to Harris, in Texas, that he met a young lady, 6 years his junior, called Andrea Gardner Finley. Like him, she worked in finance as a marketing manager in an advertising agency and was a determined and highly driven soul. Although the two found that they had a great deal in common, Andrea was focused more on her career than thoughts of marriage when Scott first crossed her path. She had needed to work hard